I'm Rebecca Biggie, and this is Confidently She. Your lifeline to learning the skill of self-confidence. Say goodbye to seeking approval and explore what it means to be confidently she. Hey girl, it's Rebecca Biggie, and this is Confidently She. I'm so excited to bring you this episode because this topic is something that fundamentally changed my life, and I'm not exaggerating at all, when I first discovered and applied boundaries to my life. Just a whole new perspective opened up because I realized that there were some things that were just not realistic for someone to expect from me. But also, there were things that I needed to open up with in my life and allow other people to help me with. Because boundaries do two things. They keep the bad things out, but they also let the good things in. And before I get into the details of what boundaries are, how to establish boundaries, signs that you need boundaries in your life, and all of that good stuff that I have planned for the rest of this episode, I want you to take a moment and ask yourself, which one of these two things do I struggle with more? Because the fact is, you might struggle with both, and that's okay, but which one do you really want to focus on? Do you have a hard time keeping the bad things out of your life? Or do you have a hard time letting the good things into your life? Which one, if you were to pick between those two, would you say is your biggest struggle with boundaries? If you have a lot of drama in your life, if you are always feeling like other people run the show, you probably have a hard time keeping the bad things out. If you're feeling lonely, if you're feeling isolated, if you're feeling like everything is always up to you and there's so much pressure for you to perform and to come through and to do it all, you're probably like me and struggle with letting the good things into your life. Both are examples of needing to adjust your boundaries. And so without further ado, I'm going to talk about boundaries for the next 20 minutes or so, because I love talking about boundaries. It's one of my favorite topics. And to start, you always have to define what you're talking about. You can't learn about anything until you have a standard definition of what it even is. So what is a boundary? Well, I talked about it a little bit already. Boundaries keep the bad things out of your life. Think of it as a physical boundary, like a fence in a yard with a house, right? The fence is there to keep the bad things out, but it's not a wall. It also lets good things in. Things like friends and food and yourself, right? You need to get into your house. Weird example, but let's go with it. So they keep the bad things out and they let the good things in. Boundaries are set with other people, but they're also set with the relationship you have with yourself. That's a big thing when it comes to confidence, is what type of boundaries do you have with yourself? Do you have no boundaries? Do you have too high of boundaries, too strict of boundaries? Think about that for a little bit too. Boundaries can also be adjusted. So sometimes when people hear boundaries, they think of drawing a line in the sand, putting up a wall, like this permanent thing that once you set the boundary, that is now the standard for the relationship going forward in perpetuity. But that's not true. You can establish a boundary with someone and then adjust it as the relationship evolves. So right now, you might have a really good relationship with your mom and everything is fine. But maybe you guys go through a change of life maybe the stage of life changes, you move somewhere, and so the relationship looks different, and now the relationship is strained, and it seems like your mom always wants you to call, or she's disappointed when she doesn't hear from you, and she is kind of guilting you because you moved away. So that would mean that where once the boundaries were clear and respected, you need to establish a new boundary until things go back to being respected and being a healthy relationship, okay? So boundaries are not permanent. That's a big thing to remember as you go through like setting boundaries for the first time or setting new boundaries. You just remember that this is a temporary experiment to see if this person is going to respect you. Because if someone doesn't respect your boundaries, they don't respect you. Believe it or not, confident people have made mistakes. In fact, they've probably made more than most people. But the difference between you and me is that instead of living through all the mistakes that I've made, you can hear them and then choose to do something different. This is the section of the show where I tell you my mistake, and it's up to you if you're going to learn from it or not. Oof, okay. Mistakes I've made with boundaries. Well, I suppose the biggest mistake I made with boundaries was, first of all, not knowing what they were, but then letting my boundaries be set and validated by other people. And this is what happens with everyone. Like, when you're a kid, obviously your parents set boundaries for you. They're the ones who are in charge. But as you transition into being an adult, right, you get to make your own boundaries. But if you've never had the opportunity to set those boundaries as a kid, like in high school, if your parents were super controlling and you just had to do everything that they said and they never gave you the opportunity to exercise some independence, you will be looking to other people to tell you what to do. And it's not that that was the situation that I was in, but because I trusted other people, had my best interest at heart, but because I, you know, believed people when they would say if something was unreasonable or if they asked me to do something, I just assumed that they really needed me to do it. Like, I didn't realize that people were manipulative. I don't know. I was maybe a little just naive because I was raised by parents who really loved me. So I just trusted people too much. And so I let my ex, one of my ex-boyfriends, like just decide what was and was not appropriate for me to ask of him, for him to ask of me. Like, he was controlling and I allowed it. That's the thing. Like, you are going to interact with controlling people in your life and you can't blame things that happen on them. For a while, I just felt like, well, I mean, I was the victim in many ways in that relationship, but that's a very disempowering place to be. So what I did with boundaries was realize, like, once I realized what these boundaries were and how they worked, I saw, oh, I was allowing him to not let me say no. I eventually gave in every time that he wanted something or, and it was like weird stuff, right? Like, he wanted to know everything about every person that I've dated or slept with or even talked to, like just every single detail about my past he wanted to know. But then if I would ask him about things, he wouldn't tell me anything. And he'd be like, you don't need to know that. Like, that's, I don't want to talk about it. And so it was just very like, wait, what? That's not fair. And the brainwashing and the manipulation and gaslighting over months of that relationship trained me to just look to him for what was me and what was not me. Because that's another part of boundaries is, yeah, it keeps the bad things out and the good things in, but it also defines what is you and what is not you. And in that relationship, I completely lost my sense of what was me and what was not me because he told me everything. He told me, he even tried, I mean, like, there were parts where he would tell me what happened even when it was wrong. It was like gaslighting times a thousand. It was crazy, but it shaped my reality because I believed him. He would tell me different things about my past that he wasn't even involved in. like that's how extreme it got. He would rewrite my memories to tell me, no, you didn't do this, or you really did do this, didn't you? Like, you're lying to me. You did. So one of the things, and I know this is like a tangent, but I just want to share because it's so specific. He had it in his mind that my ex-boyfriend came on a family vacation with us. And because I was just like so not practicing boundaries and didn't know anything about like emotional manipulation and all of that, I at first was like, okay, no, like my ex never came with us on family vacations. Like that just wasn't a thing. And he kept saying it. No, you're just telling me that because you don't want to upset me, but it really did happen. And it's okay if he did go along with you. I don't care. It's just like, you don't need to lie to me. And he said that enough times where I started to create these false memories of my ex-boyfriend being on family vacations with us. I was like, well, maybe he was there. Yeah, like that, I suppose. I don't really remember. And I didn't trust my own memories. I had to ask my brother. This is how bad it got. I had to ask my brother, hey, my ex-boyfriend's name was Taylor. My ex, whatever, the one that we were talking about. I'm like, did Taylor ever come with us to that vacation in South Dakota? And Daniel was like, I don't think so. I'm like, yeah, okay, are you sure? And he's like, well, not really. I'm like, okay, I had to look at the pictures. I had to look at pictures from that vacation. And I'm like, yeah, he's not in any of the pictures. He must not have been there. Like, what? I don't know. That's the thing about memories. They can be influenced. They can be altered. Your mind creates things that is reinforced by ideas and beliefs around you. And I didn't realize that until I was in this situation. I was like, wow, I have these vivid memories of Taylor being with us on this vacation. And that never happened. What in the world? So my mistake was letting someone, because I didn't have boundaries, because I wasn't able to just like call him on his bullshit and be like, no, you are insane and you are like saying crazy things right now. Why would anyone try to convince me of something that happened in a situation where he wasn't even there? Okay, so I wasn't able to look at that objectively and put a boundary of like, hey, we're not talking about this ex, like, previous relationship. Like, that's not a thing anymore. So he influenced my memories. He reshaped what I thought reality was in such a warped, messed up way. That was my mistake. And it happened to me. Like, that's the thing. Like, this can happen to anyone if you let it, if you're not being objective about things, if you aren't on your guard when feelings start developing, when you start to feel things for people and you are afraid to lose them, you don't want to hurt them, you don't want to upset them, you start doing weird stuff to keep them around. And I used to think that this only happened to dumb people. Like, I that's not a thing that I'm proud of, but I used to think like, oh my gosh, the only type of people who would be in abusive relationships or manipulative relationships are dumb people who don't know any better. And then it happened to me and I was like, oh, I get it now. Yep. Okay. So I'm glad that it happened because it gave me that personal insight of how it works. But oh my gosh, please don't make this mistake. If you have a feeling that something is off, if something's going on in your relationship that you don't feel comfortable telling your friends, telling your family, you might need to take a little break from that relationship. dig into some boundaries, you can email me and we can chat about it and avoid making this mistake, because your boundaries matter, and anyone who doesn't respect your boundaries, it doesn't deserve to be in your life. So here are a few signs that you might need boundaries in your life. If you are always feeling guilty, if you are always feeling like you have to do something, like if you don't do something, the relationship with this person is going to be threatened, that's a sign you need boundaries. If someone is going to not be your friend, if someone's not going to date you, if you don't do every single thing that they ask you to do, that's not a relationship. That is them manipulating you and using you and turning you into their own personal puppet. And that's not good. They have no respect for you. They are only self-serving in that relationship. And that's not healthy. That's not what we want. So if you're always feeling like you have to do these things, you might need some boundaries. If you are always feeling tired, if you're like, oh my gosh, I'm doing so many things. I'm doing all the things and I don't have any support. I don't have any help. Like I just need, you need boundaries. You don't need more time. You need boundaries. Because what boundaries will give you is the appropriate amount of time and tasks and things that you can realistically take on in a given day. Because the truth of the matter is you don't and can't. You don't have to do everything and you can't do everything. So if you're always feeling tired, and maybe this is because you're taking on too much, and maybe this is because you don't feel comfortable asking for help. Either way, that's a sign that you need to change some boundaries. And then the last sign, and obviously there are more, this is not an exhaustive list, but the last sign that you might need boundaries in your life is that you have resentment towards people. You have done things that you don't want to do so many times, or you have been waiting around for someone to volunteer to help you with something, or you've been putting off getting help with something, you've been doing all these things, and you are starting to resent the people who are letting you down. You are resenting the people who ask you for help when you are unable to say no. And instead of resenting them, you need to take a look at your own actions and say, okay, why am I allowing myself to do all these things that I actually don't want to do? That actually seems like an overstep. That actually seems like they're taking advantage of me. Why am I allowing myself to continue to do this? Because the truth is, no one can make you do anything. You have control and power to choose what you're going to do, what you're going to say yes to, what you're going to say no to. Nobody can make you do anything. Can they manipulate you? For sure. Can they guilt trip you and try to coerce you into doing things? Can they threaten you with random crazy stuff if you don't do the things they want? Of course, you're going to meet a lot of toxic, crazy people in your life, but that doesn't mean that you don't have a choice. You can always choose to not play the game, the crazy game. Okay? So boundaries remind you and validate you that it is okay to say no, that sometimes people have unreasonable requests, and it's not selfish for you to say no. Okay? So now we have a definition of what boundaries are. They keep the bad things out. They let the good things in. They're not permanent. They can be adjusted. They exist between other people and within your own relationship with yourself. And then some signs that you need boundaries. You're feeling guilty all the time. You feel like other people are in charge of your life. You resent the people who are bulldozing over you all the time. You're feeling tired. You feel like you just have too much responsibility. Or you're isolated too. That's another sign that you need boundaries. You're not letting anyone in. You don't feel close to anyone. Okay? So now let's get into the fun part. This is how you establish boundaries. Okay. And over the next few weeks, I have some really great episodes that are coming out. And the reason I wanted to cover boundaries first is because if you don't know how to set and manage boundaries, the next few episodes are going to fall a bit flat because you won't have the tools necessary to do that next level confidence work, okay? So that's why I cover boundaries as one of the foundations of confidence in my Confidence Kickstart. That is an audio series that you can download right now. Go to my website, rebeccabiggie.com/programs, and you can get started with the Confidence Kickstart. It's $198, plus you get a coaching session with me, which is on its own. Actually, you can't even get one on its own. So it's really awesome. So you can check that out if you want to have the other fundamental building blocks of confidence. Boundaries is one of them. But getting back into establishing boundaries, there are three steps to establishing boundaries in your life. I don't care if this is a boundary with yourself, with a boyfriend, with a husband, with a parent, with a friend, with a coworker. These are always the same, and they go in this order. First, you need to identify the boundary issue. I will give you an example. Let's say you have a friend who will randomly text you this like novel of a message about all the drama that's going on in her life. And just like out of the blue, you look at your phone and you've got this huge message filled with a bunch of like emotionally driven language, and reading it just like really channels your emotional state and throws you off because all of a sudden it feels like you're in a crisis. It feels like you are in this crisis with this friend and you feel obligated to help her because, right, clearly she's going through some stuff, but all of a sudden in the middle of your day, you're bombarded with this emotional crisis. Okay. So maybe you're feeling like, oh my gosh, she's just like running my life. Like now I have to spend an hour going back and forth with her talking about this thing. Maybe you're starting to resent her a little bit and you're like, ah, I don't even want to hang out with her right now or anymore because this is just like always an issue. Now, that example, the boundary issue is she's not giving you a heads up about something that she needs advice on. She's just dumping this situation in your lap and making you deal with it. That's what it feels like, right? So the boundary that's needed is basically your consent. She needs to ask for your consent that like, hey, can you talk about something for a minute rather than just unloading all this stuff on you, right? So that is choosing the boundary. That's what needs to happen. You can ask yourself, if it's unclear in the situation, ask yourself, how would I like this to be handled? How would I prefer this situation to be presented to me? So this can help you apply and figure out the boundaries that you need in your specific situation. You just ask yourself, how would you like it to go? Clearly, you don't like the way it's going now. How do you want it to be? What sounds fair? Okay, so that's the first step, figuring out how you want the interaction to go in an ideal state. The next part, and this is where it starts getting difficult, and this is why people don't have boundaries. But guess what? You can't be a fully confident person and not enforce and communicate your boundaries. So the next step is communicating your boundary with this person. Because it's unfair for you to like come up with this new expectation for them and then not tell them. Like if you have been allowing this behavior for however long you've been friends, you're the one who's changing the game here. So you're the one who has to communicate, hey, this is a new thing that I am rolling out here, and I want to get your buy-in to agree that this is how things are going to be handled. Not only do you communicate the boundary, you communicate the consequence. Not in the first conversation. The first conversation, just communicate the boundary. and give them a chance to respect it and to adjust their behavior going forward. But if you notice that they're not respecting this boundary, then you need to communicate the consequence that will happen if they continue to do this. Because again, like I said before, you can't make anyone do anything, just like no one can make you do anything. But when you use consequences, they understand the risk they're taking by continuing the behavior. And you see this all the time. You see this all the time. You see trespassing signs, right? Signs that say no trespassing. This is a boundary that you are not allowed to cross. But what else does the sign usually say? Fine, up to $500 and 1 year in prison. Whoa, okay, I am not crossing that boundary because I don't want to pay $500 and I definitely don't want to go to prison. So it's not worth it for me to cross this boundary. Now, 1 year in prison for trespassing is like pretty extreme. So I'm guessing that it's a pretty important boundary that you're not supposed to cross in that scenario. But you get what I'm saying, right? You need to communicate what is going to happen if this person continues to violate the boundary that you have communicated. Because otherwise, if you just start punishing people randomly, giving them the silent treatment, not responding to their text messages, not inviting them to things, or like talking behind their back and whatever, like that's not really fair either. The consequence communicates to them how important this is to you, how much it hurts you when they violate this boundary. That's all you're doing. You're saying, listen, when you do this, it's having this type of impact on me, and I do not like that impact that it has on me. So if this continues, I'm not going to be able to continue this relationship, or I'm not going to be able to have as much contact with you because this is such a big deal to me. And anyone who can't respect that, again, doesn't respect you if they don't respect your boundaries. So communicating the boundary, and then if necessary, communicating the consequence for continuing to violate the boundary. Then the last part, and this is the most difficult, and this is the one where everybody is like, oh, but I know, like, oh, they said they were sorry. No. A real apology is a change in behavior. That is the ultimate way to say you're sorry, is to stop being a jerk, stop violating people's boundaries. So the last step to establishing boundaries is enforcing them. If you're a Seinfeld fan, you are going to appreciate this part. The thing about boundaries is not so much the setting of the boundaries, it's the enforcing. Anyone can just set boundaries. The important part is the enforcing of the boundaries and enforcing the consequences that you have communicated, because otherwise no one is going to take you seriously. Whatever consequence you said was going to happen as a result of them continuing to violate that boundary, you need to do that. And it's going to be uncomfortable. It's going to be difficult. They might freak out, but that's all the more reason why the boundary was necessary. If they have a poor reaction to you establishing a boundary, that means you should have set it a long time ago. That means you really need that boundary. And the thing about boundaries, the better you get at setting and enforcing boundaries, the more confident you become, because you are earning the respect of people in your life. And the people who don't respect you and who are never going to respect you get a one-way ticket out of your life. So it's really a win-win. And so before you get into choosing your boundaries, communicating your boundaries, communicating your consequences, and enforcing all of this, it's a good idea to find a safe harbor. I call it a safe harbor if I do coaching with someone privately, but also just like a safe person, a safe group of people that you can communicate this to and say, hey, I'm having some issues with this friend, and I'm going to be going through some boundary setting, and I just want you guys to know that I might need some extra support if it doesn't go well. Let them know. Because when people who are toxic or have unsafe tendencies start to see boundaries introduced, they can get mean. They can get really mean, and they can threaten you. And if you don't feel like you are safe and you are loved by other people in your life, you might not have the strength to follow through with it. And that makes sense, because we're designed to be in relationship with other people. We don't want people to not like us. But if this person is being that toxic, you might get some blowback from setting this boundary. So having people in your corner who know about it and who can support you through it is a really healthy way to get through setting these boundaries. And a reminder, again, these boundaries are not permanent. So it might take not speaking to someone for a long time before they're able to come to the table and talk about things in a respectful way and have a healthy relationship. But just know, like, the bridges don't need to be burned. You can close the door, but it's not like it's locked forever. Sometimes people need that time to really feel the consequence of their actions before they make change. This could be the thing in that person's life that helps them realize how hurtful their patterns of behavior are. So if you think about it, this is not a selfish thing. So that is my breakdown of boundaries, how to set boundaries, how to know you need boundaries in your life, and what a boundary really is. Because unless you define something and understand what you're trying to build, it's going to be very difficult to put it into action. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. If you know someone in your life who needs good boundaries, feel free to send this their way. And I will see you very soon on another episode of Confidently She. All right, hear me out. If you loved this episode, you will also love the Confidence Kickstart. Go to RebeccaBiggie.com/programs. And either way, I'll see you soon on another episode showing you the fun side of femininity and teaching you to be confidently she.